Right, hello, Ger. Well, today we're going to talk about English words which come from Irish. There are more words in English which come from Irish. For example, galore, which comes from golior, and means plenty or more than enough. The interesting thing is that English has adopted the word galore and uses it in the same way as Irish does, that is, after the noun. For instance, you say whiskey galore or food galore when we mean more than enough of or plenty of something. The English way would normally be to put it in front of the noun and say plenty of whiskey or more than enough food. But, of course, the Irish way is like ta ishke bacha galore ugging, we have plenty of whiskey. So the galore coming after the word whiskey, or tabia galoraging, we have plenty of food. And then what about that expression smashing? It's another word which comes from Irish. Is maichshin means that's good. Is is the verb, maich means good, and shin means that. Altogether, that means it's good or it's smashing. Is maichshin. And then, of course, the word trousers comes from the Irish truas. The Celts invented the first trousers, or brache. And the playwright Thomas Heywood mentions the word truas in his play A Challenge for Beauty in 1636, when one of the characters says, "I'm clean out of love with your Irish trousers." The word clan and slogan both come from Irish. Clan means family, and slogan is the battle cry to assemble the clan. It comes from slu garam, which means a call to mobilisation. Slu meaning a big number, and garam in Old Irish means cry or call or shout, and actually the word garrulous has its roots in the Irish word garam. So slogan is a call to a big number to come together. Have you ever heard your mother say, "Get rid of all that clobber you've got in your room"? Well, clobber is also from Irish clabber, meaning mud. But clobber not only means mud, it means rubbish or old clothes. And it can also be used as a verb. For instance, to clobber someone means to hit them hard. Unfortunately, the word hooligan, which we hear a lot of these days, is said to come from the name of an Irish family called Houlihan, who were deemed to be riotous and unruly. It's another word which also comes up in various languages, especially when commentating on football. The word for a lake in Irish is loch. Loch Ney in Northern Ireland, which is the biggest lake in the UK. And in Scotland, we have loch, as in the Loch Ness Monster. The word brock is an Irish word and means badger. It has come into English and is now spelt with a K at the end, so B-R-O-C-K in English. And those strong walking shoes, which are called brogues, also have their origin in Irish. The word for a shoe in Irish is brogue. And those stout walking shoes with the decorative perforations on them were first designed in Ireland to allow the rain and bog water to be expelled. The fact is, brogues have become fashionable again, although not for walking through wet bogland. On the contrary, they're on sale in all the best shoe shops and all over the world. And while we're talking about bogs, let's remember that bog is an Irish word, which means soft, and refers to water-soaked wetland made of peat, which formed after the last ice age. And in Seamus Heaney's poem, Bogland, he mentions, and this is a quote from that poem, "Butter sunk under more than 100 years was recovered salty and white. The ground itself is kind black butter." The word dig in English can mean either to like something, for example, "I really dig the Beatles." But when someone says, "Do you dig me?" they mean, "Do you understand me?" and this comes from the Irish verb tig, which means to understand. And when asking someone if they have understood in Irish, it would be an diggin' to. So the origin of dig comes from the Irish word tig, which means to understand. The Beatles had a song called Dig It, which was on their 1970 album Let It Be. One word that I particularly like is the word smithereens. It was first recorded in 1795, and it comes from the Irish word smidereeny, which means little pieces. The singular word smither in Irish means a fragment. But when the suffix een is added to a word in Irish, it makes it either a feminine, for instance, like padraigín is a feminine of padraig, or into a diminutive, and in this case, it is the diminutive smithereeny, which means small fractions. We often hear the word glen, and it's also from the Irish glan, meaning valley. The word baloney may come from béal ona in Irish, which means foolish, humorous talk. But there are others who say that baloney comes from blarney, and it means something similar, like to be talking nonsense or talking rubbish. Well, you can take your pick. Irish words are also found in other European countries thanks to Columbanus and the Irish monks, who brought Christianity back to Europe after the fall of the Roman Empire. They travelled throughout Europe, and evidence of their work is to be found in those ancient manuscripts, in those illustrious European libraries, which are full of Irish glosses from the time of the Irish missionaries. Of course, I don't mean that they taught people Irish, but there are relics of their stay which still remain. For example, the town of St. Gallen in Switzerland is named after the Irish monk Gall, who had arrived there with Columbanus towards the end of the 6th century. Having fallen ill, Gall remained there when Columbanus and the other monks left to go to Lombardy. He is revered in Switzerland, and the abbey is named after him, St. Gall. The word fiacre, or fiac, as it's pronounced in French, is the word for a hackney coach in France, and even in Hungary. It is the name of an Irish monk who went to France in the 7th century. He founded a hospice and planted a garden with medicinal herbs. People travelled from far and wide to receive treatment, and he was declared a saint, and today he is the patron saint of gardeners and taxi drivers. Why taxi drivers? Well, because there was a hotel in Paris which was named after Saint-Fiacre Hotel. The first hackney coaches parked in Paris outside that hotel, waiting for clients. And after a time, people started calling the coaches fiacres. And now the name has spread to other countries, and so we find the word for a taxi or a horse-driven coach in Hungary is also fiacre. What about the word grand? I mean, we know that in English they've got the word grand when they think of a grand castle or somebody who's very grand, but meaning very luxurious. But in Ireland, we use grand for lots of things, really meaning it's fine. If somebody says, look, if I come for you at 6 o'clock, and you say, oh yeah, that would be grand. Or you say, are you okay? Oh yeah, I'm doing grand. And everything is grand. So we use grand. If you're really stuck for what to say, we'll say, yeah, it's grand.